Orchol Tzadikim, Shar Ashtika. Page 2. Okay. Bekama Makomos Tova Shtika. In a number of places, Shtika is good. It could go on Adam Shapogaz Bo Midas Adin. Chas v'shalom. Someone is affected by Midas Adin, like in, we just had this in last week's parsha. Kamo Ba'aron, where his two sons were killed, two other sons were killed. Shekoso Vayidom Aaron, he was silent. Vimshama ben Adam Shemacharfin also, if a person hears people making fun of him and then degrading him, Yishtog, you don't have to respond, you ignore it, like we tell the kids, ignore it. That's the best thing to do when someone screams and yells at you, just to be quiet. Don't fight back, it just makes it worse. And surely you should be quiet, no talking in shul. You need a lot of resist. No, it's not talking in shul, that's step one. So my rabbi said, "Oh, step two is to have kavanah tefillah, which requires a lot of zuzus." If he's sitting with chachamim, yishtok v'yishma deveyim. You should be quiet. Why? Because you can always hear yourself talk. The idea is to hear what they have to say. The more you talk, the less they talk. You can learn from them what you did not know. When you speak, you might feel good about yourself, but you didn't learn anything, you didn't gain anything. And most of you do. But if you have a suffix, you have a question, so Yishalmei, that's not a time for shtika, it's time to ask. That's a very bad shtika to not ask a question that needs to be asked. It's time to be quiet and time to speak. Sometimes it's good to talk, sometimes good to listen, or good to be quiet. When you don't have anyone to teach you Musa, you should stick to silence, because otherwise you might end up speaking stupidity. The tongue is very quick. Whatever, everyone, there are some silent Sams, but most people are quick to say things and then often regret what they've said. So we have to be careful, we have to think before we speak. Not everyone's good at that. Rov dvarim kemasa hakoved uchvedu sharov. Dvarim yosem mikvedu sharov shtika. What are we saying? Hold on a second. So first he says the tongue is very light, which I understand means quick to speak, and we should make the tongue heavy, make it harder to speak. Then it says, Rov dvarim kemasa hakoved. I guess speaking a lot is like a heavy burden, heavy load. Ukvedus rov dvarim, you also mikvedus rov shtika. The load of speaking too much is much heavier than the load of being quiet too much. Right, people say, we often regret what we say, we rarely regret what we didn't say. Sometimes you can regret not saying something, but we much more more frequently regret things that we did say than things that we did not say. That if and finish speaking, a person responds before hearing what his friend has to say, just interrupting him, it's a foolishness. Mishu raga b'shtika nito mikama averas. A person who is accustomed to being quiet is safe from many averas. Chanifos, flattery. Leitzanus, making fun of things. Lashon hara, sheker, gidufim. What's gidufim?
Swearing.
Ah, mecharifim megadif. Ki kishadam mecharifim. Ah, very good. Ki kishadam mecharifim megadif. Also, when a person is cursing him out, basically. The guy's just going to fire back, much worse. So better to be quiet. The Chacham said, I hear something bad, I keep quiet. Because if I'm going to respond, they're just going to fire back much worse. So better to just go with step one and keep quiet. If the fool argues on the chacham, the chacham shosek, and the chacham keeps quiet, tshuva gedola hi laksil. It's a tshuva gedola for the ksil. What does that mean? The best response is being quiet, is being silent. Tshuva, not from tshuva tefillah tzedakah, but tshuva. Tshuva gadol hilaksil. Vamar shekseil mitzav b'shtiga zachacham yotzei mishim hayam yeshiva. And the ksil is worse by sheket, by silence, than he is if you'd respond. I find this by emails. You send an email to someone. The worst thing you can do is to ignore it. They can fire back an email and yell at you and scream at you, but it's even worse when they don't say anything sometimes. Don't respond to the fool in his foolishness. So a person can tell you secrets, given because if you're people, you're a person who watches his mouth, so then people can trust you that you're not going to repeat the secret that he's revealing to. Person who's quiet does not speak about a lashon hara. Life and death in the hands of the tongue. A person can do more with his tongue than he does with his sword. To kill someone with a weapon, you have to be within a weapon's reach, a sword's reach, a bullet's reach. But to kill someone with the tongue, you can be across the world. That's where we have two eyes and two ears and two nostrils and only one mouth, that we should speak less than we listen. Hashtika yofel chachamim, kavachomer letipshim. Shtika is good for the wise and kavachomer for the fools. Siag lechachma shtika. You want to become a chacham? Be shosik. Sama tekula mishtoka. Silence is the best cure. Now that's talking about praising Hashem too much, that we only have license to say. Just did that recently. Kel Hagadol Yuvav Anura, as it was brought down by the Anshei Knesset Hagadol of Masakim. Right, you can't just go on and praise Hashem because it's like Ad Kan. It's all Gemara over there. Megillah Yeches might also be in Brachas. Sometimes silence is bad. Sometimes you have to respond to the fool and put him in his place. Because he might think he's brilliant. But the Rebbe Torah, if he says something wrong, you have to point out that he says something wrong. If you see the fools are making fun of the chachamim or the words of the chachamim, you have to try to set them straight. They shouldn't think that they know better. You see something over in Avera, you should try to stop him. If you speak calmly, that removes anger. A person should speak calmly, softly, and not harshly. The words of the wise are heard when they're spoken benachas. Stop here.